As we always do every week on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we make it a priority to check in with a member of the opposition NDP caucus. And on his third time on the hot seat is MLA City Center for the MLA for Edmonton City Center and the health critic David Shepherd. David, great to have you on again.
Hey, Kenny, always good to be here.
All right, so obviously the first question is that the Thanksgiving weekend comes to an end, and we came out to some very interesting news from Health Minister Tyler Shandro and the province about a plan to cut as many as 11,000 jobs. I don't need to guess that you're disappointed in this, but how did it come to this?
Well, I mean, this is, you're right. It's an absolutely reckless plan. Here we are. We're in the middle of an economic crisis. We're still facing down a global pandemic. And here we have Jason Kenney, Tyler Shandro, basically creating more chaos in the middle of our healthcare system in Alberta hospitals when they're already under incredible strain. So, I mean, what brought us here? Well, unfortunately, it's this government's decisions and its poor priorities. They chose to give $4.7 billion away in their corporate giveaway, give that to their friends and corporate insiders. Every dollar that has been leaving Alberta, it's not creating jobs. And so now to pay for that, they're going after the folks that are working on the front lines, who are keeping the sheets clean, who are cleaning after patients who have COVID-19, who are washing the rooms that these folks are staying in, who are providing their meals, and they're telling them that they either have to lose their job or take a massive pay cut to help pay for their corporate giveaway. And I think that's just a shame.
Now, I know that a lot of the comments were made that it's people in food preparation or laundry services as they attempt to move those to private contractors, and new charges, co-pays for seniors in long-term care. So in terms of contracting these things out, I mean, I know that obviously nobody wants to see any frontline healthcare worker lose their position, but obviously, like the people that, you know, clean the linens, prepare the food for the sick. I mean, these are very important people. Like, and it almost seems like you feel that they're maybe being thrown under the bus here.
Well, absolutely. We got to remember, Kenny, this is a healthcare system. All of these people work together. You know, Dr. Paul Boucher, he's the president of the Alberta Medical Association, he commented yesterday and said, hey, I can't do my job without qualified nurses, without qualified lab techs. I can't do my job properly if someone's not there to make sure the floors are clean, the beds are made, and the garbage is done. And that's what's so reckless about the decision by this government. Yeah, the impact of 11,000 people whose jobs are in jeopardy and whose dollars may not be there now to support their communities during a difficult time, that is a massive problem, and that is a massive concern, particularly in rural communities. But the fact is, the chaos this can cause throughout the healthcare system, the ripple effects that this puts out during a time that it's already under stress, you know, I don't see how we actually achieve savings. I don't see how we get efficiencies when you're putting people in this kind of level of uncertainty and fear for their ability to actually survive.
I know, and I saw recently at a health act amendment meeting that was chaired by Nick Milliken, and one of the things that they talked about, and it seemed like in committee, that they very quickly shot down a proposal, I understood, that would have made the Chief Medical Officer of Health a little more independent of the legislature, of the government, as opposed to necessarily only reporting to the Minister of Health and the Premier.
Absolutely. So that's been a real concern of ours on many fronts. You know, I've heard from a lot of Albertans who have expressed concerns that, you know, we had situations where Dr. Hinshaw was recommending, of course, that we all keep social distancing, that was essential in workplaces, in all spaces where you had large groups of people. But then suddenly when it came to schools, all of a sudden that advice was different. And so people expressed concerns and wondered about, well, what is the actual unfiltered advice that the Chief Medical Officer of Health has given to government, and are they indeed actually listening to it and acting on it, or are they putting it through a political filter? So that's why we brought that forward, that if you talk about that opportunity for the Chief Medical Officer of Health to be able to report directly to Albertans. Because unfortunately what we've seen is that this government is undermining that at every turn. With their Bill 30 back in July, they took the Health Quality Council of Alberta, which monitors the quality of our systems and reports back on changes and how those are helping or hurting the system for Albertans. They used to report to all of us in the legislature. The government changed that to legislation so that now they report only directly to the Minister of Health. He gets to filter the information that comes from that. So this is a government that clearly is not interested in transparency. And when they're making these kinds of massive changes, 11,000 jobs, potentially $600 million worth of adjustments that they're making here in so many parts of the system in this one announcement, Albertans have a right to ask why they're not able to get reporting on that and monitoring on that independently.
Yeah, no doubt. Also as well, we saw that, at least in terms of health care, and this is always seems to be such a very interesting topic, especially with the way things have happened around here. So we saw recently that Minister Chandra had come out and said that the province had actually added a surplus of doctors, and I know that the NDP caucus, yeah. Now, the question I have for you on that one, David, is that is there really a surplus, and are any of those doctors, this apparent surplus, any of them going to be in the rural areas?
So let's be clear, Kenny. What we saw in those numbers from the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Alberta is a snapshot in time of the number of doctors currently registered in the province of Alberta. Not every single one of those doctors that's registered is actually practicing. That includes residents that have just graduated and are just going to potentially be looking at practicing, but many of whom have said that because of the toxicity of this government and the chaos they've created in the war of this Tyler Chandra on doctors in Alberta, they might not actually stay in practice in Alberta, but they register just in case. It also includes doctors who've already left, but their registration doesn't actually expire until the end of the year. So to put that forward and say that that represents more doctors working in Alberta is incredibly disingenuous. I know for a fact I've spoken directly with doctors that are leaving, that have left, and many more that plan to leave once the pandemic subsides and once they have the opportunity to make other arrangements. So this government has done incredible damage, particularly in rural areas. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be a lot more to come.
And I guess the final question on the health topic, David, is that what could be done to reverse this? It sounds like it's an evolving situation that may not be evolving in a good direction. But in saying that, though, what is the ultimate fix for what some would say is a healthcare crisis in Alberta?
Well, certainly, Kenny, there's a number of people that say Tyler Chandra has to go. We just saw an editorial in the Edmonton Journal to that effect last week. It's clear that he does not have the temperament or the ability to actually work collaboratively with people in our system to reform, to find new efficiencies, and to get the kind of work done that we need to protect our services while finding ways to save money for the people of Alberta. Instead, what we see is him, and with the blessing of Premier Kenny, constantly going to war with doctors, now with nurses, and who knows who else throughout the healthcare system. What we need is for this government to stop fighting with the people that are protecting us and protecting our health in the midst of a global pandemic, to sit down and work with them collaboratively. That's what our government did. We realized savings with doctors in the province of Alberta. We negotiated flat contracts with other healthcare workers because they recognize the challenges that Alberta faces financially, and they want to help. So that's what this government needs to do. They need to stop picking fights, spreading misinformation, and attacking our healthcare workers, and work with them collaboratively to help Albertans.
No doubt about that. And David, always like to throw a couple of personal questions out there. And I know you are a big fitness guy. You like to do the mountains, the biking, and all that too. And I don't know about down in Edmonton, but when I woke up this morning, I saw a little snow on my vehicle. And I'm just wondering that. Yes, I did. This is true. But that's nice in northern Alberta. If you're not ready for it, you shouldn't be here. But in saying that, have you been able to still keep as physically as active with the dropping temperatures?
Yeah, so far I have, Kenny, and I've got my studded tires in the basement waiting. I can put them on the bike and still be able to ride over to the legislature even once there's a bit of snow on the ground. But absolutely, I've got a good trainer. I've got a local gym that I go to once a week. I've got a home program, great gym at the legislature. So yeah, the only thing that slips sometimes is maybe my own self-discipline. But
that's the best of us. That happens with the best of us. I'm not going to lie. If I see a big pizza in front of me, even though I probably shouldn't, how do you say no to that?
very true. Very true.
Exactly. And the last one is that I remember before we hit record, we were talking about the style. And I have to ask, coming up, the legislature's on next week. Do you have some new threads and new bow ties coming up for this session?
I haven't picked up any new bow ties yet, Kenny, but I do have two brand new suits. I've got a great company right here in my constituency, Hampton City Center, called Suits by Curtis Elliott. So they've set me up with a couple great new suits that I'm pretty happy with and looking forward to debuting at the legislature.
All right. Well, we'll have to have a critique on that when we see it on the legislative website on there. David, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kenny.
This is David Shepherd, NDP's health critic in Edmonton, City Centre MLA, and this is another episode of The Hot Seat.